Boker Tov, good morning everybody. We are in Parashat Vayikra, opening the book of Vayikra, after we finish Sefer Shmot. One of the interesting points that we have to talk about is where, you know, a lot of the people don't like so much Sefer Vayikra because it's like talking about sacrifices. It looks like, on the surface, very boring. Bereshit, you have stories. Shmot, you have stories. Bamidbar, Dvarim, they're all stories. Here, no stories. But the real truth is that when we learn the Torah, everything is interesting, and especially now when you start Sefer Vayikra, the first word already is trying to teach us a big lesson. The Aleph is small. So Vayikra, the Aleph at the end of the word is small. Why? So if I read it without the Aleph, it's Vayikar. Vayikar in Hebrew is like a mikre, by accident, not intentionally. And we are going to read on Shabbos Parashat Zachor. Parashat Zachor is to remember what Amalek did. What did Amalek did? Asher karau baderech. Karau, mikre. Karau, what did Amalek say? Amalek says everything is an accident. Nothing is made by God like intentionally. There is nature and it works and you can work against it because it's not a rule or law from up there in heaven. It's not like we believe that everything is from God. So, we read Parashat Zachor to remind us, because each one of us has got his own problems, and we see things happening around us, and we believe that sometimes we have something to do with it. We don't sometimes realize that everything is from God. Whatever happens, it's God, it's not us. We do nothing. Everything is from God. So, in order to remember this, because this is the basic of Emunah, to understand that everything is God doing, and not we. And not Ahmadinejad, and not Bibi Netanyahu, and not, what's his name?
Gantz,
and not Schwanz. Nobody. It's all God. And we have to understand and realize it. But unfortunately, because of life and the way it works, we think that everything around us, we have got some control. So this is to remind us. Vayikra. The Aleph isn't small. What is Aleph? Aleph is Alufo Shel Olam. The Lord. God. Alufo Shel Olam. That's Aleph. But unfortunately, we don't see it. We see the nature. Vayikar. Mikre. And this is our big fight. To understand and realize that everything is from God. See, I had a beautiful thing. It's that Rav Adam Sinai. We're learning Kabbalah. He says, it's a very interesting point. It says, this whole thing, this whole world is a test. And we are in a test. In other words, whatever happens around us is a part of the test. Thank you. And a part of the test means that we cannot change the test. We have to go through it. In other words, everything that happens, there is no reason to be sad. You have to be always happy because whatever God does is good. Even if sometimes it doesn't look good. My son comes to me a few days ago.
Amen.
He cannot sleep at night because we have a problem in the business, like that the firm that used to do the deliveries all over the country, they stopped working with us, and there's new stuff coming in. Customers are complaining why they don't get their stuff, and we got no place in the warehouse to put the new stuff, and he cannot sleep. So I told him, you see, it's all a part of a test, and you can go and sleep well, because you cannot do anything about it. The only thing you can do is to pray and do the right thing. The right thing is to have emunah in bitachon lekodesh boruch. And Baruch Hashem, we solve the problem.
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, sometimes we get angry on things. Can you change anything?
No, you've got to think about it.
Somebody came to me, says me a very interesting thing. He says, think about what you're angry about. Are you going to be angry about it in 10 minutes? Are we going to be angry about it tomorrow? Are you going to be angry about it next week? Why are you angry today? What is going? Is it going to help you? Is it going to change anything? Because sometimes we are really aggravating ourselves on things that we got nothing to do with. And think for stop. One of the things is Vayikra is also God calling us. It's all connected together. We don't see him and we don't hear him. Why? Because the Aleph is small. Because we are so involved in our own things that we don't listen. We listen only to ourselves. We are proud. We have to be humble, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Look, Vayikra el Moshe. Who calls Moshe? Who calls him? Why is it not written? Normally it will be Vayikra Hashem el Moshe. But here it's written Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav. But in the beginning, Vayikra el Moshe. It's to tell us that sometimes, unfortunately, we don't realize that everything around us is God calling us, telling us things. We have to look very carefully because the Aleph is small. So we have to understand and realize that it's God around us and He listens to us. And He talks to us. And He tells us. Something happens around you, God is talking to you. So okay, He doesn't talk with us the way He talked with Moshe Rabbeinu, but He's still talking to us. And if we listen, we can hear. So in order to listen, we have to understand that there is no accidents. There is no mikre. This is Amalek. Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. You have to remember, God is the one and the only one that controls everything. So the Aleph is small. And that's the first letter. And there is so much to learn about this first letter, first word with this small letter. But I want to talk a little more about thing and maybe a little on Purim if we have the time. So we're talking about sacrifices in the whole book of Yikra. What is the idea of sacrifices? Today, have we got sacrifices?
No.
So the Torah is forever. So the Torah is forever. So what does the Torah tell us today? As we always say, the Torah is not a storybook. It's a way to live. And now let's see, what is the Torah trying to tell us with sacrifices? Sacrifices is a korban in Hebrew, is to sacrifice something of yourself. And what normally you sacrifice? A be'ema, an animal, a beast. And maybe the first thing is, we have to sacrifice our beastly part. The be'emiyut that we have. We have to sacrifice this and make it a part of the spiritual part. Because as we know, we need the combination of the physical world and the spiritual world. It only works together. That's the way human being is built. Body and soul. We cannot disconnect both of them. We need to connect them both together. So all the idea of sacrifices is to understand that in order to get closer to God, because korban is leitkarev also. Korban is from the word to get closer to God, leitkarev. So the korban, what is it for? To let us get closer to God, to our Father in heaven. That's the korban. Now see a very interesting thing. The Torah is telling us, you're not allowed to bring with a korban kol se'or ve'kol dvash lo taktivu menu yishel Hashem. You're not allowed to with honey. From the other side, al kol korbancha takriv melach. Salt, every sacrifice has to come with salt. And if they would ask us, what would we say? We would say, honey? Why not honey? Honey is sweet. Sacrifice is very good. Salt? Why do I need salt? But the Torah is telling us, salt, yes. Not only yes, you have to bring salt. And honey, no. By the way, the honey we're talking about is not honey, bee honey. It's honey of fruits. From dates, for example. Now, let's think for a minute. Why is the Torah telling us that you should not bring honey from the fruits? When we get honey, when do we get the honey from the fruits?
When we eat it.
In what stage of the fruit?
When it's ripe.
Ripe and
ready to almost bad.
Rotten. In other words, it's the end. Honey of fruits is a symbol of ending things. And the ending is rikavon, korban. The same letters are rikavon. If you bring the wrong thing, instead of bringing a korban to God and get closer to God, what do you bring? something rotten. Rikavon. So why salt, yes? Why?
Salt.
Can salt rot?
No.
Salt is forever. Keeps. And salt preserves things. In the old times, when there were no fridge and other things, how did we preserve salt. Things? With salt. So you see that even talking about simple things that we read all the time, salt, honey, vayikra, there's so much to learn from it. It's unbelievable. And that's exactly the idea, the way to learn the Torah. What is it telling to us? In other words, the Torah is telling us, vayikra, the aleph is small. You have to look very carefully because God is there in everywhere, even if you don't see Him. It's a small aleph. Then, nothing is an accident. The aleph is small, but everything is from God. Everything is the calling of God to you and telling you, this is the way to live. So how? To bring a sacrifice. What is a sacrifice? To sacrifice for myself. To sacrifice my desires, my beastly will, and use it for God, use it for everybody. Sacrifice yourself for the klal. Sacrifice yourself for Am Yisrael. Sacrifice yourself from your friends. This is the right sacrifice. And when you do this, remember, it always, you have to think, it's a new beginning. Good things you do, they are forever, like the salt. If you do them in the right way, was it the right way? Says the Torah, Reach Nichoach Ishel Hashem. What is Reach Nichoach Ishel Hashem?
A lovely smell.
A lovely smell. What is a smell?
Odor.
Of what?
Of everything.
If I say I smell a good smell, what do I mean?
A good thing,
air. It's an air.
Fresh.
Okay, air and what? Do I expect something to happen after the smell?
No.
Why not?
Because the smell...
I am very angry. I come home and I smell the good things that my wife... Maybe, I don't know. That my wife made for me. I am very angry. I go near a restaurant and I smell all the good smells. So what do I expect now?
Food.
To eat. The smell is telling me that there is something good to eat. Unfortunately, if the smell is only a smell and there is nothing behind it, are you very angry? You smell a smell, but then you find out the smell from the neighbors. It's nothing home to eat. Are you going to be disappointed?
Yes.
Of course. So that's exactly the idea of Reach Nichoach Lashem. What is Reach Nichoach Lashem? You bring a sacrifice, it has to have a good smell that is going to show that you are going to change your ways. That you are going to do good things that smell good. Not only the smell. God is waiting for what's coming after the smell. What is the smell for? In other words, if the smell is showing that you are going to do good things, that's Reach Nichoach Lashem. But if unfortunately it's only a smell by nothing, God doesn't want it. You cannot go and bring a sacrifice. You cannot go to a rabbi. You cannot give tzedakah and then go all the sins of the world. It doesn't work this way. If you want a rabbi to bless you, okay, he can bless you. But if you're not going to do anything by yourself, the blessing is worth nothing. There's a big mistake that people think. They do all those naughty things, all those evil things, then they come to the rabbi, give him a big donation, and ask him for a blessing, and they think everything is all right. Okay, now I can go and do what I want. It reminds me, I told you once before, I had this guy from Germany. He was an export manager, a sales manager of one of the factories I'm still working with. He was Christian. And one day we were sitting and talking, he says, I'm not religious at all. I said, but I remember that you were very religious in your religion. He says, you know, I stopped. Why did you stop? He says, I went to the church one time to the priest, and I did a confession. And he told me, okay, you say Maria this and this 100 times, you give $100, and saying, and if you want to give me another $100, you offer next week. Says next week? What does it mean? I again repented before I did the sin. So I said, if this the case, all nonsense. This is the thing. You have to understand, it's not a game. You cannot come to God and telling, okay, here, give, take $100. Hey, I'll do a few mitzvahs, and now, okay, now I can do whatever I want. Doesn't work this way. Exactly. So we have to understand the meaning of a sacrifice. We're talking about Purim. Purim is, what did the Jew did that they got this big punishment to be distinguished? Why? What happened? What was wrong? Do you know? What was wrong? Why did everything happen? Says the Gemara, Nehenu mesu'udato shel oto rasha. There was a feast. Everybody was invited, and also the Jews. And they came, and they enjoyed the meal. So, by the way, the meal was kosher, with no problems. So the question is, why did they get punished? If the meal was kosher, and they enjoyed the meal, so what's so terrible? Let's think. You know, somebody years ago invited me to a bar mitzvah. It was a neighbor. And this neighbor invited me to this bar mitzvah. And we're sitting there. And suddenly, how is the bar mitzvah boy coming into the hall? How do you call this? Belly dancers? How do you call it? Belly dancers. Oh. Half naked.
Oh.
And carrying him also half naked women on this how do you call it?
Platform.
This platform. And I was saying, that's a bar mitzvah. Unfortunately, I stayed, yes, but I had one who was sitting with me. The minute he saw this, he just went, and he was right. I was wrong. He was a good neighbor, but what did he celebrate? Bar mitzvah. What is bar mitzvah? The young boy is going now to commit to do the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
So what? How does he begin his life of mitzvahs? With half naked girls? This is beginning the life of mitzvahs, you see? So the Jews were sitting in this feast.
He's going to repent.
I have something to.
I have a good system. I told you, give me $100 and we'll work something out. Exactly. Anyway, this feast that the Hashverosh did, he was wearing the clothes of Kohen Gadol, of Ad High Priest. They were using at this feast the tools from Beit HaMikdash that they took. And also, this guy is calling his wife coming. How did she come?
Naked.
So if he's asking his wife to come naked, imagine to yourself how everybody was going around there. Who knows what was going on there? And you sit and enjoy this? This is terrible. This is why they got punished. And what is the idea behind it? So I heard a beautiful thing. It says in Parashat Zachor that we're going to read on Shabbos, Asher karcha baderech. We says vayikra, karcha baderech. We said mikre. But karcha also is from the word kar.
Cold.
Cold. Kar. Karcha, cold. Says Rebbe Simcha Ponim, I think one of the rabbis says an interesting thing. He says, what was the problem of Am Yisrael? What was the problem of Amalek? What is the idea of Amalek? The idea of Amalek is cold. You know, when somebody is ill and he's got body heat, you can save him some. Yes, you can save him. But if he's cold, what does it mean?
He's dead.
He's dead. He's finished. And even if somebody is healthy, suddenly loses all the heat of his body, he's dead. So, the way it's in the physical world, it's in the spiritual world. If you can sit and see this guy mucking the holiest things like the clothes of Kohen Gadol, like the tools of Beit HaMikdash, and then also half naked, or maybe naked, I don't know, who knows? And you can sit there and enjoy, it means that you are cold. You don't care. You're dead spiritually. And that's, by the way, was also the sin of the golden calf, as we said. 3,000 people doing this golden calf. Millions of people standing there and doing nothing. It means they don't care. They are cold. Kar is cold. Adish. And that's what the sin of the Jews in this time. They were enjoying the meal, which means they lost all the warmth of the Torah. They lost all the warmth of things.
So how this do you explain the Holocaust?
The Holocaust will come in a minute, if we have time. I don't know if we have the time. I'm not trying to explain anything, by the way. We can try to understand. But the Holocaust we talked about in the past, another thing. The problem was there that we were mingling in the going. By the way, it's not far away from the same idea. It's not far away from the same idea. This was also happening in Shushan. The minute you don't care about your religion, the minute you don't care about things that are holy to you, it means that you lost your values. And if you lost the values, you are part of them.
Yeah, but we had the religious people.
But but you see, when something happens, we have to understand. I want to make something very clear. This world is nothing. You have to understand it. This world is nothing. It's a film. It's a movie. The real world is the next world. That is our belief. In other words, what is important is not this world. This world is only a passageway. World is a tool to achieve the next world. Now, if I do good in this world, I achieve the next world. If I sacrifice myself, we're talking about sacrifices, I achieve the next world. If I die, chas v'sholom, on Kiddush Hashem, and this is all those 6 million, they died on Kiddush Hashem, you know where they are today? Up in heaven, in the highest level they can. So is it good or bad?
Good from a Jewish point of view.
Exactly. But this is our point of view. It is bad for us who are left. And that's exactly what say when you say when you come to morning, it says in the Ashkenaz, it says Hamakom yenachem otchem. What is Hamakom yenachem otchem? The place will comfort you. What does it mean?
Hashem.
But it means something else also. Where is the neshama now? The neshama now, when it appears somebody where. The place where the neshama is, you should think about it, and this should comfort you. It's an unbelievable idea. Hamakom yenachem etchem. You have to think, yes, I understand that really you are sad, you lost one of your beloved people. But think where he is now. He is in heaven with God. So you should be happy about it. And that's Hamakom yenachem. That's a comfort. It's like this guy has got 3 children. We talked about it. And each one of them is in a different country, far away from him. But they're all successful. So he is sad because they are not with him. Not the children, not the grandchildren. But from the other side he knows, for them, it's very good. They have it very good. For them it's the best. So this is a comfort for him. Of course it's a comfort. So though they are far away from him, in one way he's very happy about it. From the other side, yes, he's sad, he's alone. He wants to see them. So that's the only reason to be sad. No other reason. So when we talk about the Holocaust and all the things, all a part of the plan of God. The minute the Jews mingled with the Goyim, and we say it in Pesach, Va'amar lach bedamai chayi, Va'amar lach bedamai chayi. God is telling us, you will live and with the blood of with your blood. What blood? Blood of sacrifices. What sacrifices? It depends on you. It can be a sacrifice that you sacrifice yourself for the people and you do good things. And if you don't do this, it can unfortunately be a different sacrifice, as it happened to Am Yisrael. And now, when this is happened, the question is, why all the tzaddikim die? Because the tzaddikim are in heaven, even in a higher place. They don't care about going to the next place, because the minute they went, it elevated them in a way that nothing can elevate them more. From one point of view, from the other point of view, because of them we live. Because when a tzaddik goes, the rights he had give us the right to survive. Don't forget for a minute that because of the Holocaust, this country
is existing.
Yeah. Don't forget for a minute. So in other words, everything's got so many angles. That's the way God works. We don't understand it. And by the way, we shouldn't try and look for excuses, or why it happened, why it didn't happen. This is a way of life that we have to believe in. And we have to believe that whatever God does, and everything is done by God. Yes, also the Holocaust, unfortunately. But it's our way to fix things. That's why we have to read the Vayikra. That's why we understand that there is no Mikre. The small Aleph, we have to see it. And this is why we got punished. They didn't see it in Shushan. They got cold. There was no heat of Torah, no heat of belief. So how do you fix it? They did tshuva. And they learned Torah. They said that Mordechai took all the children and was learning with them Torah. And this saved Am Yisrael. So, when we look at things, sometimes they are complicated. Sometimes we don't understand. By the way, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't learn. Somebody yesterday asked me, yeah, but this is a law. You have to do it. It's not a... So I say, yes, you have to do what God tells you to do. But it doesn't prevent you from asking questions and trying to find answers. We have a mind. What is the mind? That's the neshama. The sechel is the neshama. And we should use it. Yes.
But many times the answer we seem to see backward after they happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we can see.
That's why exactly the point, as we said, the Rav Pinchus Zatzal says, it's like this guy is looking in a keyhole, and he sees this guy with a knife cutting somebody. He's killing him. It's a killer. He opens the door. It's an operation room. And it's a doctor killing somebody or saving somebody. What do we see? We see the keyhole. We don't see what was before. We don't see what's going to be after. And we think we know it all. We know nothing. That's exactly, again, the small Aleph. So our lesson today was about the small Aleph. And when we go to Parashat Zachor this week, we have to remember small Aleph. When we go to the Megillah, we understand and realize. When we talk about the Megillah, you will see you have to read the Megillah from the beginning to the end. And you cannot read it otherwise. And it's a very interesting halacha. Why should you read it upside or opposite down? Well, what's you do for first Gimel and then Aleph? No, normally we'll read it in the right order. But the point is, the Megillah was not happening in 1 year. It was happening for years. And if you don't read it from the beginning to the end, you don't understand and realize that it was all a big miracle. The same thing is the Gulf War, if you remember. The Gulf War, if you look only at the Gulf War, what a miracle it was. But how did it happen? Now, if you don't read the whole history, which started 70 years before, when the United Nations had a fight with whom? With the Soviet Union, that were only existing, by the way, 70 years. That's the whole thing of the communist country. Of Russia, the whole thing of the Soviet Union was 70 years. That's all. Now, what happened during those 70 years? They developed weapons. What did they do with those weapons? United States used those weapons in the Gulf War. And if there was no Cold War, there was not all those sophisticated weapons that they have missiles that knew where to go. Now, another thing. 2 minutes before the Gulf War, the Soviet Union collapsed. Why? Because if the Soviet Union was still there, the United States couldn't come and help us. Couldn't do anything. Why? Because their allies... Iraq was the ally of the Soviet Union. They wouldn't let you do anything. By the way, they didn't help us because they loved us. That's what we also say in the Megillah. Lo me'avat Mordechai al misinat Haman. Not because they love us, but because they hate him. Or in other words, let's put it on the table. Money, petrol. That was the whole thing. The whole war was about petrol. If this Michiganer Saddam Hussein wouldn't go and try to take the petrol from Saudi Arabia, the state would not interfere. They didn't care about us. But when the minute it was talking about oil, petrol, and what did God tell us? You sit, do nothing. Hashem yilachem lachem ve'atem yachtacharishun. And also there. If you don't read the whole thing, if you don't look how amazing it is that the Soviet Union's, the communist country, existed only for 70 years. And during those 70 years, they were developing weapons. Then suddenly, before the Gulf War, the Soviet Union collapses. So now, the United States can go in and fight for us, because God sent them. In other words, God organized everything. But if you read only this, or only that, you remember the miracles, but unbelievable, how many missiles were coming on Israel, and nothing happened. And it's really, think about our, who is talking about it? People forget. This is Vayikra. That's the Shmol Aleph. We have to remember. And Bezrat Hashem, when we do our good remembering, and remember and understand that God is there, God is going to be there. God is going to show us clearly that He is with us and He is helping us. And Bezrat Hashem, Agulat Avo Mirab Yameinu Amen. Amen.